Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Zayin. We are two lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Alisa. So we're in the midst of a digression. We're learning Perakol Abasa, which discusses the halachis of Basa V'chala, but the Gemara digressed into halachis of Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because one of the things you have to do if you want to eat milachiks and then immediately eat fleshiks is wash your hands, regardless, because there was a mention of Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara digressed to other halachas of Netilas Yadayim, and on that note, some more interesting halacha l'maisa. Amar Rav, a person could wash his hands in the morning, umasna aleihem kolayim kuloi, and make a tenai, stipulate, and say that I want this Netilas Yadayim to work for the entire day. So the person says that rather than washing my hands when I eat breakfast, and then washing my hands again when I have my tuna sandwich for lunch, and then again for supper, I'm going to wash my hands once in the morning, and I want that Netilas Yadayim to work for the entire day. So said Rav, surprisingly, that it works. As long as he stipulates it, as long as he makes a tenai and he says that I want this Netilas Yadayim, that I am washing my hands in the morning to work for the entire day, it works. Now you have to read the fine print, literally. Rashi says, "Ubelvad sheyisar milatan famulatamim." You have to be careful during the course of the day to make sure that you don't make your hands dirty and that your hands don't touch an area that would otherwise make it tamei. But if you're able to be careful, we trust you. And from a pure hilchas netilas yadayim perspective, this tanai that you made in the morning is going to work. Amalu Abavino lebnei paksadar avoyz. Rav Avinu told the people that lived in this kihilo, kigoyin atom, people like you, the leishchicha lumaya, who don't have a lot of water, mash yudaychu betzafra. I'll give you an idea. Wash your hands in the morning. Va'astu alai lukuli yoyma, and make it tonight that it should work for the entire day. Says the Gemara, ikadami b'shasat chakin, shlo b'shasat chak loy. That the reason Rav Avinu issued this psak was like he said, kigoyin atom, the leishchicha lumaya, because these people just simply didn't have a lot of water. Meaning it was b'shasat chak. So as a shasat chak, he allowed this to happen, upliga the Rav. And if that's the case, he's arguing with Rav. Because from Rav's statement, it sounded like this is something you could do the katchilo. What did Rav say? Noitel adam eshtei yadav shachris, umasna aleim kol yom kuloi. It didn't sound like from Rav that he only said his halacha b'shasat chak. If Rav Avinu only issued his psak to the people living in this kehila because they were leishchichi lehumaya, although it's the same psak, but if you go a little deeper into it, he's actually arguing with Rav because he needed it to be a shasat chak. But the Ikad Army, there were others that had a different version in Rav Avinu's halacha, and they said, afilu shaloish b'shasat chak nami, that it's okay to do even shaloi b'shasat chak. And if that's the case, v'hainu d'Rav, will come back to this a little bit later. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, hay ariso didaloi ein noitle mimenu liyodayim. So Rav Papa said a few halachas that involved the same context, and that is there was somebody that had a canal of water, took a pail, put it into the canal of water, and he was pouring it into another body of water. The question is, can someone now put his hands in that other body of water from where water is coming via this pail and wash his hands? So really, there's two shailas. We discussed yesterday that in order for a person to purify his hands, he can either do netilas yadayim, which is the more conventional means, or he can do tefilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is you take a netilas yadayim cup and you wash your hands. Tefilas yadayim is you would treat it like a mikvah, but instead of immersing your entire body in the mikvah, all you're doing is you're immersing your hands in the mikvah. So said Rav Papa that if somebody goes and he takes a keli, takes a pail, and he takes water from a canal, and he now pours it into this other body of water, you cannot go into that other body of water and use it to wash your hands. And it doesn't work for Netilas Yadayim, it doesn't work for Tefilas Yadayim. Let's work backwards. It doesn't work for Tefilas Yadayim because it's not a mikvah of Memsah. The only time you could do Tefilas Yadayim is if it's a mikvah that you'd be able to be metar your entire guf. If somebody was a zavar, a nida, yeladas, would he or she be able to be metar herself from her tumah d'oraisa in this mikvah? If the answer is no, then you can't do Tefilas Yadayim in that mikvah either. The question is, maybe it should work mitzad netilas yadayim. How so? Netilas yadayim means you take a cup, you pour the water on you. So even though you yourself didn't do that, but maybe the koyach gavra of the person who put the pail in the canal and now moved it into this body of water, even though he didn't do it directly on your hands, you put your hands into the water, but maybe being that the water got to this body of water via a netila, maybe that netila is mitzaref to you putting your hands in the water, and it's as if you did a netila sidai. So it's true, for tefila sidai, you need a regular mikvah of Arba Amsa, and that you don't have over here. But maybe it works from a netila sidai perspective. So Rav Papa said that doesn't either work. And the reason is, because although it's true there was an act of netila, but that act of netila came to an end as soon as the water landed in this new pond, in this new body of water. At that point that you put your water, your hands into the water, it's not coming anymore, mikayach gavra. That's why it doesn't work, says the Gemara. But Rav Papa continued, he said, he mikrav the gabi dula, the kaasu mikayach gavra, noit mimenu yadayim. If, however, this person put his hands right next to where the pail dumped the water, and at mamish at that time, so though the netilas yadayim didn't happen directly onto this person's hands, but it was in close proximity enough that you can deem it that mikayach gavra, the water ended up on this person's hands, that would be enough in order for it to be okay. Rav Papa said a final halacha, v'i bozia dula b'koines mashka melef laifi umatul ba'asa yadayim. If the pail had holes in it, and the pail was taken from a canal and put into another body of water, and the holes were so big that not only can water seep out of it, but water could actually seep into the pail. That's considered a sheer chashev as it relates to laws of Tumah V'Taira. But the point is if there's holes in it, then we say that the pail connects the water of the canal into this new body of water that he's putting water into, and then a person would be able to be toivel asayadayim in that body of water. Because even though, in order to be toivel asayadayim, you need a mikvah v'arbamsa, and in this case, you didn't have a mikvah v'arbamsa, but the pail itself is able to be mechaber, the kosher mikvah, this canal, to this other body of water. The bottom line is, said Rav Papa, in that case it would work, not mitzad netila asayadayim. Because for that you need koyach garva, you don't have koyach garva. But in that case, it would work mitzad tefillah sidayim. Omer Rava said, klisha nika b'koines mashka, in noit b'menu lidayim. Any keli that has a hole in it, that's so big that water can come through it, it's not kosher in a tefillah sidayim. I mean, it has to be a keli. If the hole is big, that water is seeping out, it could still be kosher. But if it's so big that if you put it into water, water would be able to go into it, that's a bigger hole. In that case, it's not kosher tefillah sidayim minimum. Omer Rava said, klisha nika b'revias, in noit b'menu lidayim. A kli that doesn't have a revias of water in it, you can't use finatilos yadayim. Freak the Gemara, is that true? Ain't even my rubber. Cliche machs the grubis in the yadayim. A clue that doesn't contain a revius, ain't right to me, no. What's the stira? Hamachzik, it sounds like that if it can contain a revius, afal gafta lespe, even if it doesn't have a revius, it's going to be kosher. So Rava said two halachas, which at first glance seem to be the same halacha. But if you look at it a little bit more carefully, it's actually a stira, and that's the Gemara's kasha. Rava's first halacha was, it's a very important halacha, kli she'im by revius, ein noita mimenu yadayim. That if you don't have a revius of water in your netilas yadayim cup, you can't use a netilas yadayim. You have to physically have a revius of netilas yadayim. The stira is that Rava said, kli she'im machzik revius. Again, it's revius. So at first glance, it sounds like maybe it's the same role, but it's not. Because if you look more carefully, what he's saying is the kli has to contain in it, or has to have the ability to contain in it. Or as long as it's a big, it's a shear in the kli, not a shear in how much water you have to have. In fact, it sounds like hamachzik afagaf the lesle. So we understand that shear in the tilas yadayim is associated with revius. But what do you need a revius? You need a revius of water? Or do you need that the keli should be machzik revius, even if you don't have a revius of water? Rava said both. It's a stira. For one person, you need a revius. But if two people are going to use the same netilas yadayim cup to wash their hands, the second person doesn't have to have a full revius of water, and as long as the keli is machzik netilas revius, that in itself would be enough. Tanya, we learned to the brayso, may revius noitin yadayim le'echad v'afilu lishnayim. Very big chiddush. So you do need a revius, but that's only if one person is washing his hands. There's a special chiddush, as the Gemara is going to clarify now, that if a second person is washing his hands, he can use the remainder, the shirayim of the revius of the first person, it's going to be okay. So you're right. The initial netilas yadayim has to be from a kli that's machzik revius. It's a shear in the keli. And you also have to physically have a revius of water. But if a second person wants to use that same exact keli that a first person already used, so he's going to be using the shirayim of water that the first person used, even if he doesn't have a revius on his own, the halach is it's going to be okay. Amalei Rav Sheshes la Meimer. Kaptisu Amalei Rav Sheshes wants to ask the Meimer, are you makpid on a keli? Amalei in. He said, achazusa. He said, are you makpid that the water that's used should look like water. Amalein Ashiura. He said, are you makbin on the sheer revius? Amalein. He said, yeah, absolutely. He's makbin on all three of these things. Some say that the conversation went a little bit differently. He asked him, Amana, are you makbin on Amana? Rashi says that it should be a klisholein. Vachazusa, are you makbid that the water should look like water? He said, yeah, kabdina. Ashayura, but he said, as it relates to the shiravias, like kabdina. Tanya learned to the price, and may revias, not only a time, lechod, vafilish nai, because you see that you can use a revias even for two people. So if you use a revias for two people, obviously they both didn't have a revias, right? They obviously both had less than a revias. So if that's the case, you see from here that you don't need a revias. But the Gemara says, Volohi, a Neymar was incorrect for proving that from this braisa, so because Shani Hasam is from the Gossam is Yare Tairo. Avadu there's a din revius, but there's also a special chiddush that the shirayim of revius works. Either way, a very interesting chiddush lalach. You need a revius of water for the tilas yadayim, but if two people are going to use the same cup, the second person doesn't need a revius because he can rely on the shirayim of the original revius. Says the Gemara, asking Rav Yaakov in Harpokud natla bas revius. Rav Yaakov in Harpokud, he had a keli that was a revius, and he would use it as an example of what a revius is. So people would come, and they would bring their netilas yadayim cups, and they would measure it up against what Rav Yaakov the Nahar Pakud had, and if it matched, then they knew if it was a revius. If it was smaller, it wasn't a revius. Asking Rav Ashi, b'hutsu kuzabas revius. Rav Ashi did the same thing with a kuz. That's an earthenware keli. Amar Rava. Rava said, megufas chavis, if somebody takes the cover of a chavis, of a cask, and he modifies it in a way where you can now use it for netilas yadayim. So usually the cover of a cask is flat, but he shaped it in a way, he fashioned it in a way where now it has a receptacle, so you can use it for netilas yadayim. So is it okay or is it not okay? So Rava said, noit mel yadayim, it's kosh. Tayin ami hochi, begufas chobesh hatiknon, noit mel yadayim, it's a furish abraisa. The braisa continues and says, chemes u kfisha hatiknon. If somebody takes a chemes or a kfisha, so these were bottles that were made out of oil, Rashi says, they were made out of liquid, and you fashioned it in a way now that you could put water in it. So Allah is like the man of Yodayim, it's kosher. Sack for kupa. If someone, however, takes a sack or a basket, afal pisha mekablin, even if there too you modify it in a way where it can now hold water, ain't like the man of Yodayim, it's not going to be okay. Iboilu, ma'ulecha b'mapa. What's the halacha? If somebody wants to eat bread, not wash his hands, but he's not going to touch the bread. So he's going to eat it with a mapa. There's going to be some cloth that's going to be separating his hands from the food that he's eating. Is it okay or is it not okay? Now, at first glance, you would say maybe it should be okay. Because the whole issue of why you wash your hands before you eat is mishum srach truma. I mean, the Gemara gave two reasons. But the primary reason seems to be mishum srach truma. Because hands are considered sheni latoma. Once upon a time, people ate truma. When people ate truma, if you would eat truma with hands that are a sheni latoma, you'd be metame the truma, because a sheni is oisa shlishi betruma. As a result, for the oichle truma, we didn't want them to get confused and say the chulin you could eat without washing your hands. But the truma, being that your hands are a sheni latoma, that you have to wash your hands before you eat, because it's going to get confusing. So they said the kehanim should wash their hands even before they eat chulin, because sometimes they eat truma. And then they took it even a step further and said that everybody should wash their hands before they eat chulin. Well, everybody, and nobody eats. Maybe only the kehanim. They said no. And this should be true for everybody. But the point is that the reason you wash your hands before you eat bread is related to the fact that your hands are tame, and when you touch the bread, you're being metame of the hands, even though you're not, because it's chulin. But if it was truma, it would, and the Chachamim made a gzeira. So the question is, if somebody's going to eat bread, he's not going to touch it. So ma'ulecha b'mapa, michashim domanaga ulai. So do you say that we're concerned that even though there's a mapa, but maybe by mistake he's going to touch, or we're not concerned that he's going to touch? The Gemara Toshmak, Shnasla, the Rav Tzadik, Eicha Bach Mikzayis, this is a Mishnah, Mesech the Sukkah. And the Mishnah over there discusses the Talmid of Beishami, Beisul, they came to visit Rav Tzadik. And when they saw Rav Tzadik, he was eating outside of a sukkah, pachos mikabeya. He was eating a very small share. It was less than the size of a beya. Noitloi b'mapa. He didn't wash his hands, but he held the bread that he was eating in a mapa. Va'uchle chutz l'sukkah. Ve'im avarach achram. And he did a bench birchas hamazon. Says the Gemara, my love hagabeya b'yom t'ilas adam. It sounds like, why was he holding it with a mapa? Because he wasn't going to wash. But it sounds also then like the reason he ate pachis mikabeya was because only paches mekabeya could you eat bread with a mapa without washing. But if it would have been a sheer beya, even though he was holding it with a mapa, it sounds like he would have had to wash his hands. So even though it sounds like Reb Tzadik did
The tzadakula, it says, oh, he just held it with a mappa. He didn't wash his hands. So you see, it's okay to eat bread without washing your hands as long as you don't touch the bread. But the Gemara is being right just the opposite. Because the Gemara is saying that it sounds like Rav Tzadok only did it for a pachas mikaveya. It sounds like had it been a beya, then maybe it wouldn't have been okay. So let's prove from here, l'chumra, that you're not allowed to eat bread without washing your hands, even if you're not going to touch the bread. But the Gemara says, Doma hakabeya, ba yisuka ba yibracha. How do you know? Maybe the reason he ate pachas mikaveya had nothing to do with washing his hands. Maybe he would have washed his hands. That's not a big deal. Maybe he didn't have to wash his hands, being that he had a mappa, even if it was going to be more than a kebeah. Why then did he eat pachas mikabeah? There's a few reasons. I'm always outside of a sukkah. So outside of a sukkah, Reb Tzadok held, he could eat pachas mikabeah. Additionally, he didn't want a bench. So, bayu brachi, he would have required brichas hamazon. So it could be the reason that the Mishnah emphasizes the bay is not related to netilas yadayim component of the Mishnah, but it's related to the hilchas sukkah component and to the hilchas brichas hamazon. So again, the question is somebody allowed to eat bread without washing his hands if he doesn't touch the bread? Tashma de Shmuel Ashkechel Rav, Dika Achel Bemapo. Shmuel met Rav, and he found that he was eating bread, his hands were wrapped in this mapa, in this cloth, and he didn't wash his hands. Amalei, Avdin Kodein, is this okay? Meaning Shmuel assumed for sure the reason Rav was doing this, he didn't wash his hands. I mean, why was he so makbe not to touch the bread? Presumably because he didn't wash his hands, which then means that Rav holds it's okay to eat bread without washing your hands as long as you don't touch the bread. And Shmuel was very taken aback. He said, is that halacha? So he told him back, Amalei, daitik tzara lai. It has nothing to do with halacha. It's not, I wash my hands. He said, why didn't you touch the bread if you wash your hands? He said, I'm a little bit of an istinus. I'm a little bit of a mafunik. I don't want to touch the bread. But really, it's not because of the fact that I didn't wash my hands, and I hold that if you don't wash your hands, it's okay to be samech on that. No. I wash my hands. It's all like Reb Zeira, where Reb Zeira came from Bavel Teretz. He met Rabbi Rabasi, and they were eating bread, and they had worn out skin bottles wrapped around their hands. Omar. So he said, Reb Zeira, wow, he was very taken aback, meaning that being soymech on this kula, that they didn't wash their hands, presumably, and that's the reason that they're wrapping their hands. But the point is, it's okay to eat bread without washing your hands, as long as you don't touch the bread. So Amas Reb Zeira said, "Trei Gavri Rabbi Kavosaychu Litu B'de Rav and Shmuel." He goes, "I'm assuming the reason you're doing this because you heard this Messiah of Rav and Shmuel that happened above all, right?" So Reb Zeira comes to Eretz Yisrael. He meets Rav Ami and Rav Asi. These are Reb Yechon's great talmidim, and he sees that they're being soymich on this kula, where they're eating bread, as long as they don't touch it, without netilas yadayim. So he said, I'm assuming you're doing it because you probably heard this story that happened in Bavel. So Reb Zeira was from Bavel. So you probably heard this maisa that happened in Bavel with Rav and Shmuel, that Rav used to eat bread without touching it. And you're assuming, oh, probably because he didn't wash netilas yadayim. And as long as you don't touch it, it's okay. So that's not pshat in the maisa. There's the rest of that story where Rav told Shmuel specifically that he did wash his hands when that used to happen. And the reason Rav would do that is simply because he was a mafunik. He didn't want to touch the bread. But the point is Reb Zeira thought that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were basing their halakula on a maisa shahoya, kachoya in Bavel, that they just didn't really understand because they weren't from Bavel. So Reb Zeira is clarifying the story that happened in Bavel to Rav Ami and Rav Asi. But the Gemara says, Ishtamitze, but really, this whole exchange was a toys. Reb Zeira made a mistake because Rav Tachliva Bar Avimi said in the name of Shmuel that even though Shmuel was upset at Rav initially when he saw him eating bread, you know, without touching it, based on the assumption that as long as you don't touch the bread, it's okay, Shmuel himself said, that people that are Oichle Truma, also known as Kehanim, they're allowed to use the map. It's only Oichle Tahiris. It's only people that are nizer to eat chulam b'tahira, non-kayhanim. But kayhanim are allowed to use the truma. What's the reason? The reason is because kayhanim is reason hand. And when it comes to kayhanim, we're not concerned they're going to touch it. Meaning, really, if we know for sure you're not going to touch the bread, it sounds like it would be okay. It's just that we're concerned that maybe you are going to touch the bread. Kayhanim is reason hand. So for ichle truma, it actually works. So what does that have to do with this story? Rabbi and Rav Asi were both kayhanim. I mean, they were both kayhanim. For them, it actually works. Rabbi and Rav Asi were allowed to eat bread without touching it, it was something that was going to be okay. What if somebody's feeding somebody else? So the person eating the bread is not actually touching the bread. He's being fed. So does he have to wash his hands or does he not have to wash his hands? Meaning when you're eating it, you just have a mappa, so maybe there's a chshash to managa. But here, you're not even feeding yourself. Somebody else is feeding you. You're literally completely hands-off. So the question is in that case, do you still have to wash? You're eating it or no? If you're eating it where someone's feeding you, maybe that's a whole different
subcategory of eating, maybe Bekahai Gavna, the Chachamim never made the takana of Netilas Yadayim. Zok Gemara Toshma, Rav Huna Bar Schoira, Havikoi Kamid Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna Bar Schoira was once in front of Rav Amnuna. Bolam Le Umtsa, and he prepared food for Rav Amnuna. He roasted a piece of meat, fed it to him together with bread. Everything was eaten with bread. Va'ochel, and Rav Amnuna ate it. Amale. So Rav Huna Bar Schoira told Rav Amnuna, he loved Rav Amnuna. If not for the fact that you're the great Rav Amnuna, lo yisafino lach. I would never do this. I would never feed you. So my time, what went on here? What happened in this story? It sounds like he fed Rav Amnuna. See, if not for the fact you're Rav Amnuna, I would have never done this. So Gemara, lab nishom this Rav Naga. Presumably because Rav Amnuna didn't wash his hands. And he was telling him that ordinarily, I would never feed someone who doesn't wash his hands because I'd be afraid that the person would touch the food. But you're Rav Amnuna, you're a Zor of Eloi Naga, you're a Zoridis, I'm not worried about you. I mean that I'm not worried about you, it's only you that I'm feeding. But so what does it sound like? The point is, it sounds like that ordinarily it's an issue. Because if ordinarily it's an issue, then otherwise, you see over here that really there is a Zor v'loy nagel. The one says, loy, the Zor is kadim amash yadim eikara. Maybe what he meant to tell him was, is the reason I'm comfortable with you is because I know you're someone who definitely washed his hands. Meaning, had he known for sure he didn't wash his hands, he would not have done it. Even though he's Rav Amnuna. Because at the end of the day, it's not okay. So what did he mean when he told them, Ilav derav amnunat? I mean, it sounds like, even though you're Rav Amnuna and you didn't wash your hands, I'm not concerned you're going to touch. It's just the opposite. Even though because you're Rav Amnuna, I know that you washed your hands, and that's the only reason I'm willing to do it. Because if you don't wash your hands, it's really not okay. Two ways to interpret that story. Tashmat, Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. La'yitin adam prusel teich piv shal shamas. This is an interesting halacha, right? So one thing we've seen from learning a little bit of these halachas of Netilas Yadayim is that once upon a time, the meals were a lot more formal than the way they are today. So one of the formalities were, there was a shamash. There was a waiter. So it says the Gemara, a person is not allowed to feed the shamash. Elam ken yoidea boy shenot al yada. Unless he knows that the shamash, the waiter, washed his hands. You can't just put food in his mouth. You have to know that he washed his hands, which of course is going to be the punchline as it relates to what we need. But first, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. Vashamish mevarech al kol kois v'kois. A shamish who drinks during a meal has to make a bracha for every glass of wine that he drinks. So ordinarily, if you're going to have three glasses of wine at a meal, you don't have to make three bayir priya gofens. Make one bayir priya gofens. But the shamish, if he has three glasses of wine, he has to make three bayir priya gofens. And additionally, the inim mevarech al kol prusu prusu. But as it relates to the bread that he eats, he doesn't make a special amoitzi for every piece of bread. So he has to make a special hagofen for every glass of wine. He doesn't make a special amoitzi for every piece of bread. No, he has to make a special bracha for every piece of bread that he eats as well. Now, at first glance, what's Pashm Shan in the Salacha? Why would the Shamish have to make a special bayir priya gofen for every glass of wine? And why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would he also have to make a mitzvah of every piece of bread he eats? The answer is very simple. When a person makes a bayir priya gofen on a glass of wine, the reason he doesn't have to make a bracha on the next glass is because the bracha that he made on this works for that. When he ate this, he didn't necessarily have in mind that he was going to drink another glass of wine. Even if he didn't have kavanah for it, but you know, he's sitting at a meal, you know that the wine is flowing, you're going to drink whatever, you know, you drink. But the point is that there's this implied das and kavanah that works for everything that you're going to eat during the meal. But that's because you're a guest at the meal and you can eat whatever you want. The shamish, however, is at the mercy of his host. And as a result, anything that he's given to eat, right, he's very thankful for, and he doesn't assume that, you know, he's going to get any more. So as a result, as it relates to the shamish, he has to make a special bracha of every glass of wine, because for every single glass of wine that he drinks, there's an assumption that there was never kavana, there was never das for that, and as a result, it requires its own bracha. As it relates to the bread, however, there it's a machloikis. There, Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav, Einem mevarech al kol prusa prusa. Rav Yoichanan said, mevarech al kol prusa prusa. So, plus, it sounds like it's just a question of, you know, how things were once upon a time. You have to understand sociologically what it was once like. It sounds like for a glass of wine, it wasn't understood that the shamash could drink as much as he wants. But bread he could. But there's a machlokes, it sounds like, for sure, between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says like this. Rav Papa, Bishlami the Rav, Ud Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Kasha. It's not a kasha, meaning could be there's no machloikis. Had the ikka adam chashiv, v'had the lekka adam chashiv. So the Rishonim say different pshatim of what this means. One pshat that the Rishonim say is that when there was an adam chashiv at the meal, so a lot of food was prepared. So it could be when Rav said that the shamash is enim mevarech al kol prusa uprusa. So when there was an adam chashiv at the meal, being that there was so much bread, so it was understood that the shamash is going to be allowed to eat as much bread as he wants. Rabbi Yochanan who said mevarech al kol prusa uprusa, talking about when there was no adam chashiv, being that there was no adam chashiv, so as a result, he can't just go ahead. It's like wine. You have to assume that there's not that much bread here. So if the Baal Bais gives you some bread, that's that. But the point is, there's a way to get out and a say that there's really no machlokes between Rabbi Yechonah. Okay, but what do we need? What's that to do with us? We're not learning those halachas now. Well, we're not learning hilchas brachas. We're learning hilchas atilas edayim. And what we need is mikomakim hakom elam ken yodesh and atal yadav. That when you feed the Shabbosh, sounds like he was fed. You had to make sure that the Shamash washes his hands. Ah, he's not touching the bread. You're only feeding him. So you say, Meres, you see from it that even when you feed someone, that person needs to wash his hands. But the Gemara says, could be it's not a Raya, Shani Shamash the Tartar. Could be ordinarily we trust the person that's eating, as long as he's not touching the food and you're feeding him, that he's not going to touch the food. We're not concerned, Shomin Naga. But the Shamash is different because the Shamash is busy. He has a job to do. So because he's busy, he's Tartar, he may not be careful to not touch the food, so it could be the shamish is different. On that note, the Gemara says, "A mafurish abrais, a tana rabban la'itin al d'prusul l'shamish." A person should not give food to the shamish. Bein shakoyis biyadei, whether the shamish is holding a glass of wine, bein shakoyis b'alish balabayis, or the balabayis is holding a glass of wine. Shemi yera dover kalkol b'suda, because we're concerned that something bad may happen during the meal. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi plays out a few different scenarios of what might happen. One scenario is the Baal Bais is going to see you feeding the Shamash. He's going to get very worried. He doesn't have enough food. So if he's holding a glass of wine, when he sees that, he may drop the glass and, you know, use your imagination. But either way, the Shamash lay not the yodim. And then the Bais concludes and says that a Shamash didn't wash his hands. Also, lead the bruise of the chbib. You're not allowed to put food in his mouth. So again, it would seem to be a mafurish of Braisa that as it relates to the Shamash al kopanim, also lead the bruise of the chbib. But the Gemara was very daicha. The Gemara said that it could be the Shamash is not a riot to a regular person. Shamash is torrid. So, meaning that he's torrid, even though you're feeding him, we're concerned he may touch the bread. But maybe a regular person, you wouldn't have to be concerned. Another Shamash. If somebody's feeding somebody else, the feeder. So, till now we're talking about the eater. The person who's eating, someone else is feeding him. So, the person who's eating, if he's not eating on his own, but somebody's feeding him, does he have to wash his hands? What about in the reverse? What if somebody's feeding somebody else, the one that's feeding the food, does he have to wash his hands? So, the Gemara Toshman, the Tanit Bei Benash, Shimon Gamli Eloyim, Isha Medichas Yoda Achas B'mayim, V'neisenes Sliknot. This is a Gemara Mesechtes Yuma, and it discusses halacha that's Nogei Yom Kippur, a woman who's feeding her child on Yom Kippur. So the halacha is she should wash one hand and use the one hand that she washed to feed her child. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to wash your hands on Yom Kippur. But to feed a child, then it's okay. Amru all of Shami Yazakin. It said regarding Shami Yazakin, that he did not want to feed his child even with one hand because he didn't want to wash the one hand. V'gazru olav, and his chaverim came and they were geyser sheyachal b'shtei yadav, that he should wash both of his hands and that he should feed his child. Amru Abaya, but what do you see from here? It sounds like, or what does it sound like? That if you're going to feed somebody, you have to wash your hands. Because if there's no halacha that you have to wash your hands, if you're going to feed somebody, then what's the problem? Then why are we even having this conversation? So the idea that Rav Shimon Gamliel used to wash, said that a woman's allowed to wash one of her hands on Yom Kippur, and the story with Shammai Azakin, doesn't that suggest, doesn't it presuppose that there's an idea of netilas yadayim if you're going to feed somebody? But the Gemara says, "Amar Abaya hasam mishum shifta." Could be that's a whole different halacha. Could be that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with the regular halacha. The halacha of netilas yadayim is you can come out of the shower, out of the mikveh, you can sit down now, you're going to eat bread, you have to wash your hands. There's something called a mitzvah of netilas yadayim. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. It could be the mitzvah of netilas yadayim is related to eating. If you're feeding somebody, you for sure don't have to wash the tefillah sedayim. Then we were talking about Yom Kippur when you don't wash your hands at all. So being that you don't wash your hands at all, we're worried about the ruach ra called shifta. That's what shifta means. Shifta is the name of a ruach ra. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma refers to it as the mazik called bas melech. So that's two names. Shifta and bas melech. But the point is, we're worried about this ruach ra, that shayr on a person's hands when he wakes up in the morning. And if he's not going to wash his hands, negel vaser, he's going to have shifta on his hand. So this is more about the ruach ra shifta, because it's Yom Kippur and you didn't wash your hands, period. This is not related to the chayvas netilas yadayim. That's the chamu mesakim mishum srach truma. Either way, the Gemara says one final note. Toshma, interesting story. Davud the Shmuel asked the chayv Shmuel gabachi. Avud the Shmuel, that was Shmuel's father, once saw his son Shmuel crying. Amalei, he told him, my kabachis, Shmuel, why are you crying? So he told him, the machin rabbi, my father hit me. Amai, so Shmuel's father said, not my father, I'm sorry, my Rebbe. He says, my Rebbe hit me. So he said, why did your Rebbe hit you? Amali, because he told me, he's very upset at me. The chasof is lebroi v'leimash is yadech. It sounds like Shmuel was feeding the Rebbe's son bread, and he did not wash his hands. And he was upset at him. He said, why didn't you wash your hands? Don't you know you have to wash your hands before you hit bread? And he chapped a fras. So Shmuel's father asked Shmuel, why didn't you taka wash your hands? Amalei, so he told him, "Hu achel v'anomashina." He says, he's eating. Why should I wash my hands? He said, I was only feeding him. I wasn't eating. I know. I would never eat without washing my hands. But Shmuel said, I was feeding him. Right? Hu achel v'anomashina. Amalei. So Shmuel's father said, "Loi mistaya d'loi gomer mimcha nami machis." It's not enough that your Rebbe doesn't teach you halachas. Shmuel was right. And apparently Shmuel, he didn't know the halacha. So he says, not enough that the Rebbe doesn't know the halacha, but he hits you also. So it's one thing if he hits you for something that you should have known, where he knew it. But here, the Rebbe's an Amoritz, and he hits you. That was Shmuel's comment. Either way, it's interesting. Shmuel told that to his son. Avud Shmuel told that to his son. The Hilchus says, the Gemara, Eichel Machmas, Michael Tzarech Tzidos Yidayim. If somebody's eating, even though somebody else is feeding him, he has to wash his hands. Michael, however, the feeder himself, Eine Tzarech Tzidos Yidayim, he does not have to wash his hands. It's just a few, very short, straightforward halacha l'maisa as it relates to netilas yadayim. So we started the daf with halacha noitel adam eshtei yadav shachris umas na'aleim kolayim kuloy. Rav said that a person can wash his hands in the morning and he can make a tenai. He can say that I want this netilas yadayim to work for the entire day. So he washes his hands in the morning. He says, I don't know if I'm going to get around to washing my hands for breakfast and then for lunch and for this and for that. So he can wash his hands once in the morning and he can make it tonight. The fine print, however, is Rashi says, just to make sure that he doesn't get his hands dirty and he's careful with his hands. But as long as he's careful with his hands, that's going to work. Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask a bumbakasha. They all ask from a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in a Rechaim Simin Kuf Samach Vav. It's a halacha that everybody knows. Chaber says, Uboisif Echad. Yesh Oymrim. She'ain tzorech milahavsik bein etilu lamoitzi. Some say, She'ain tzorech lizar milahavsik. They don't have to be careful not to be mafsik, to make a hafsik between when you wash your hands and you make a moitzi. But the yesh Oymrim she'ain tzorech lizar. No, you do have to be careful. You can't make a hefsek, right? Between when you wash your hands for bread and you actually make the hamotzi. V'toiv lizayer. And you're supposed to be careful. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Zefreitais, an older Rishonim Akasha. Then I don't understand. How do these two halachas stem? Here you have Rav's halacha. You can wake up in the morning and you go wash your hands. You wash your hands anyways when you wake up in the morning. You go vas and you make a tonight. I want this to work for lunch. It works. Rav says you can do it like a katchila. And here we have a halacha that says that takeif l'netila hamoitzi, that you're not even allowed to be mafsik between when you wash your hands and you bench your. It sounds like unless you're going to go nu the whole day, Rav's eitz is not going to work. But Rav seemed to say that it's fine. Just be careful. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. But as long as you do that, wear gloves. Then you're going to be fine. It doesn't sound like it's going to be an issue. And the emes is, it's a pella, because this halacha of Rav is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Paskins, Rav's halacha. The Mechaber says, "Noitel adam yadav shachris." This is an Erechaim Simon Kuf Sabmich Dalitz of Cotton Aleph. A person can wash his hands in the morning. Umas naleim kol ayoyim afilu sheloy b'shas atchak. It's not just a shas atchak. This is something you could do the katchila. So the question is, "Umavachle yasich daitemem." And as long as you're careful. So what's going on over here? You have halacha of noitel adam yadav shachris umas naleim kol ayoyim. That's an Erechaim Simon Kuf Sabmich Dalitz. And an Erechaim Simon Kuf Sabmich Aleph. Vav yesh oimrim shatzorech li zoher. What? Mila hafsik bein netila la moitzi v'toyv lizar. All the Rishonim asked the kasha. Tosfos says a few terutzim to the kasha, but just to say over one teretz that Rabbeinu Yoin and other Rishonim say, and that is a very important lumnus in this halacha, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between washing your hands in the morning and making a tenai that the netilas yadayim should work for the entire day, and what we do, which is we wash our hands before we make our moitzi. When we wash our hands before we make our moitzi, we'll be mekayim a mitzvah.
the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. It's not a mitzvah of Deiraisa. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch holds as a concept of a Deiraisa, a mitzvah Lishmaya, Divri Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. But the Pashtus is Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah. That's why we make a bracha. Shekhti Dishonu b'mitzvah of Tzivanu. Al Netilas Yadayim, it's a bracha mitzvah. Because we'll be Mekayim a mitzvah. We'll be Mekayim a mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. And when you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Incidentally, the Rambam asks Akasha, how come you don't make a bracha when you wash my machroinim? I mean, my Rishonim and my machroinim, they're both Dine de Rabbanon, it sounds like. So if you hold there's no Mayim Achroinim Bizmanazah, but the Rambam Shita we spoke at yesterday is there is Mayim Achroinim Bizmanazah. So if that's the case, why don't you make a bracha? And the Rambam in two places in Hilchas Bracha, it's very Gishmak, says it in Perek Vav, he says it in Perek Yud Aleph, says that being the whole purpose of Mayim Achroinim is Mishum HaSakana, it was because in Alach Sedonis, you don't make a bracha when you do something Mipnei HaSakana. So if you're doing a mitzvah for the sake of doing the mitzvah, then you make a brachas on mitzvahs. But if the whole purpose of the mitzvah that you're doing is mipnei asakana, to prevent something dangerous from happening, in that instance, you don't make a bracha. The achroinim ask a kasha, there's a mechas chinuch. What about mako? That's the big kasha that everyone asks on the rabbi. The charoises. Why don't you make a bracha on charoises? So the Netziv says, in his mishnah, that you know why you don't make a bracha on charoises? Because it's all mipnei asakana. And any mitzvah that you're doing mipnei asakana, you don't make a bracha. That's why you don't make a bracha on my achroinim. But really, it's a mitzvah. Being that it's a mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. So say the Rishon, Rabbeinu Yoin, and others, that when you wash your hands before you make your hamotzi, you're sitting down to eat bread, you're mekayim a mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. And the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim requires that you wash your hands immediately before you eat bread. So much so that if there's going to be a hefsek, it's going to be a problem. You're not going to be mekayim your mitzvah. Take of Netilas Yadayim ha-moitzi. When Rav said a halacha, you could wash your hands in the morning and you can make a tanai, it's gishmak, and you could be yoitz with a tanai, he didn't mean that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim in the morning for the sandwich that you're going to eat for lunch. Of course not. For that, it has to be right before you eat. For that, there's halach of take of Netilas Yadayim. So what did he mean? He meant to say, what's the whole yisoid of the chi of Netilas Yadayim? Because Yadayim Maskoni Yosem, and Stam Yadayim Ashniyas L'tumah. That's what the Chacham HaMagoyzer. So said Rab, why are Yadayim Shnius Latoma? Because people are not careful with their hands. So he said, if you wake up in the morning and you wash your hands, and you're careful during the course of the day, like Rashi says, so then we can assume that your hands are not tame. If your hands are not tame, you can eat bread. You know why? Not because you wash Netilas Yadayim, but because you have no chiyuv to wash Netilas Yadayim. So Rav's halacha, that a person can make a tanai in the morning and wash his hands, is true, but not together. I'll be mekayim my mitzvah netilas yadayim with the netilas yadayim that I do in the morning. It's together. I won't have a chiv netilas yadayim when the time comes for me to eat bread, because the whole chiv is predicated on a metzius, on a reality. The reality is that my hands are tame. They're only tame because I didn't wash them and I wasn't careful. No, wash your hands and be careful. If you do that, you won't have a chiv netilas yadayim. So if I have no chiv, nothing to do with hefsek is the vart. If I want to be mekayim the mitzvah, be mekayim the mitzvah, I have to wash my hands right before I eat. If I don't do it right before, if there's a hefsek, right? The Ramah says, we spoke this out not so long ago. The Ramah in Masechtas Menachos, we talked about this, that the Ramah is kedei hilo chaf bezama. That's what the sheer hefsek is learned out from the Mitzayro Char Nikna. But the point is the Matan Behinus. But this is what. But the point. But the point is that that's all with regards to if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, it has to be takeoff right before you eat the bread. Rav's halacha, in fact, had nothing to do with being mekayim the mitzvah. Just a very geshmak is that. That's the first ta'ara. The second ta'ara is we mentioned halacha is as it relates to the shir. So we said that there's Amar Rava, Klisha ein by Revius, ein noit b'men al yodayim. And then Rava said, Klisha ein machzik Revius, ein noit b'men al yodayim. The Gemara held it was a contradiction, and the Gemara came out very simple, that if you're going to wash your hands, you have to have a Revius. Stating that, the Shirayim of the Revius has a Chashivus, so if somebody else wants to use your Shirayim, he can go ahead and wash his hands. So there's a lot of halacha l'maaseh, let's just focus on one. So the Iker Shir of Netilas Yadayim is a Revius. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Aruch Chaim, it's in Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Actually, it's in Tzorech Li Zohe. It's in Kuf Samach. Kuf Samach says, cut in your gimel. A lot of halachas there. Tzorech Shehei B'mayim Revius. You have to make sure that you have a Revius of Mayim. So that's a shir, that you have to make sure that you have a Revius of Mayim inside your Negel Vasser, inside your cup that you're using. Just to make a moitzi. You have to make sure of your Revius. If you don't have a Revius, it's not going to be okay. Stating that, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, he says, that v'chol zeh b'mokoyim she'ein mayim mitzuyim. This that we say, use a revius, And that, by the way, the second person can use the shirayim of the reviews. We have an argamar. That's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's only something that you should rely on when you don't have that much water. But if you have a lot of water, toiv sheyito b'shefa, ukedelil b'sim kuf nun ches of yod. L'katchilo, you should do it b'shefa. So what does b'shefa mean? What's simen kuf nun ches of cotton yod? So if you take a look at that halacha, the mechaber says like this, afa pisha shiurim b'reviyas. Even though the shir netil sadaim is reviyas, says the Ramah, Pirish, Revius Halug, Dainu Shir Bey of Echetzi. What is that? So, Ayin Raid Bites. Either way, Yosef, but at the same time, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lita B'Shefa. There's an idea that Katchila you should take B'Shefa. The Omer Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda said in Shabbos Amich Beis, Anom Mashoim Malaychofti Maya, I used to use a lot of water when I washed until Sidayim, V'Yahavuli Malaychofti Tivusa. And because of that, he became a big Gvir. Rav Chizda Tiyadua was a tremendous Gvir. Rav Chizda was Torah V'Gdula B'Makim Echad, right? In fact, the Gemara says in my Kotten Chav Chesem and Aleph that Rava used to, said that he used to daven for three things. One of the things he used to daven for is that he should be a gvir like Rav Chizda. Rava ended up marrying Rav Chizda's daughter. But either way, so maybe that tefillah was answered. But the point is that Rava said he used to daven to be a gvir like Rav Chizda. He married Bas Rav Chizda, right? That's what Rava used to refer to his wife as Bas Rav Chizda. But regardless, this is what Rav Chizda said. So he said, why did he become a gvir? He said, Anom Mashoy Meloy Chafni Maya. I used to use a lot of water for Natilas Yadayim. He says, that's how he became a big Gevir. But the truth is, there's another Gemara. It's the rest of the story. There's a Gemara that says, Psochim Dav Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Omar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Eloy de Ramay Shechra, where if not for the fact that I owned a brewery, I was in the beer business, Lo Yatri, I would have became a Gevir. So apparently, the Skula, Rav Chizda mentioned, in Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis was only one part of the equation. There was another part of the equation. Rav Chizda had a very successful business. And that's how he became a gvir too. I don't think it's a steer. But either way, regardless. So this is where Rav Chizda said. It's interesting. If you look at the halacha right before that, in Simin Kuf Nun Ches, of Cotton Tess, the Mechaber said, Sorech Lizor Ben Atilas Yadayim, Shekala Mezalzo Ben Atilas Yadayim, Chayev Ben Nidoy, Ubol Yidei Anios Venekim Oil. So it's interesting that Natilas Yadayim is somehow associated with Ashirus and Anius. So says the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Shir is Revius, and there's halacha of Shiari Revius, the second person could use the Shirai even if it's Bachas Revius, but this is all Mi'ikar Adin. But as it relates to the Skula, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Samach sends you to Simen Kuf Nun Ches of Katan Yud, where Rav Chizda said that he became a Gvir. Why? Anom Mashoy Melechofni Maya. So either way, says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, l'katchila, you should try to use a lot of water. And of course, yesterday we mentioned the Bir Halacha. What was the Bir Halacha we mentioned yesterday? Also very important. That's in the end of Kuf Samach Aleph. So we're jumping from Kuf Samach to Kuf Nun Ches to Kuf Samach Aleph. But the last Bir Halacha in Sinan Kuf Samach Aleph says that being that this Machlokes HaPoskim, how much of your hands you have to wash. According to Rashi Shita, which is the second day in Shulchan Aruch, it's up until the second joint, it's up until your knuckles. According to the Shita Sarif, which is the Iker Shita, it's up until your wrist. So you have to wash up until your wrist. So it says the Bir Halacha that even though you can use a revius, but you have to make sure that the revius is going to match your hands and that you're going to be able to wash your entire hand with the revius. But in the event that it's not going to work out, then you have another problem, right? The da'oi, says the Bir Halacha, the kayoim shenoya gin ha'oilam kidei rishoino, lita kolayat to wash your entire hand, ma'am ba'oi toiv li zor, shaloi letzamtzein b'shir mayim el yitlena b'shefa, dem yitzamtzein rak yishir revius, olul ma'oi che yishar chelik me'ayad b'lina tila, v'tzorech lashpia har be'alza. V'tzorech lashkia har be'alza. So again, mi'ikar adin, it's a revius. But at the same time, we have two reasons to use more than a revius. Number one, you have Kuf Nun Ches, Sifkot Yud, Rav Chizda's Memra Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis, that washing Netilas Yadayim B'Shefa is a skula l'ashirus, for sure, a good reason. And number two, you have the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that Mi'ikar Adin, being that we're noyeg lahachmer, that you wash your hands up until your wrist, so just to make sure you get your whole wrist, that's also a reason to get the revius. What about Mayim Achroinim? Is there a shear for Mayim Achroinim? What about, until now we're talking about Mayim Rishonim. So Mayim Rishonim, okay, Revius, Katchila, more than a Revius. What about as it relates to Mayim Achronim? So the truth is, not a Mefurish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Stating that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef, who quotes from a Sefer called Shulchan Shal Arba. That's the name of the, it's the name of the Sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Mayim Achronim, which is in Simen Kuf
pei aleph sif cotton yutes. Kosav abes yosef b'shem sefer shulchan shal arp. V'chein hevi b'el yurab b'shem akol. Demayim achroinim ain't trichin shir. You don't have to have a shir. Elish yehei ben kedei ladiach ben esyodav. As long as there's enough water to wash your hands, whatever you need to do, and your mustache, exactly, that's okay. U'b'sefer maiser rab hevi d'hanogas agro hizav revis. And the maiser rab they bring that the vilna goyin used to use a revis. So we have a Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav is in Ois Pei Dalet, and it's brought that Mayim Achroinim Chayfa. This is all from the Vilna Goyim, right? The Maaser Rav is the Hanhogos of the Vilna Goyim. So the Vilna Goyim held the Mayim Achroinim as a Chayf. Umitzvah k'moy Mayim Rishayim. There's always nuances. And you have to be medayik l'shoyne hazov shalom ma'aser rav. It's a mitzvah like mayim rishon. So the Vilna Goyim held like kuf pei aleph of cotton aleph, which is the shitas haRambam and the shitas haRif. That is that mayim achronim even today that we don't have melach sedoimis, not shmatzui and shchiyah. It doesn't matter. Still mayim achronim is a chayva. It's a mitzvah just like mayim rishonim. And then the Goyim said v'lo yivchos mi revius. It should be done from a keli, and it shouldn't be done with pachas mirvias. So one of the Talmidei Agra said, what's the pshat in the Agra? Where do you find that? Where do you see that it should be done? So if he held that it's kemoy mayim arishayim, so maybe it's related to that. There's a kemoy mayim arishayim that seems to be permeating this very short gra in Maisara. But they bring very gishmak, because we had a Gemara in Daf Kofei, we learned this Gemara 2 days ago, where the Gemara discussed different differences between Mayim HaRishonim and Mayim HaChronim. One's a mitzvah, the other one is a chayva. Here you can wash even on top of karka, you can't wash on top of karka. So there were a few nuances that were discussed in the Gemara, differences between Mayim HaRishonim and Mayim HaChronim, and it didn't mention anything about the shir. So it's a little bit mashma that the shir is the same for Mayim HaRishonim and Mayim HaChronim, and the gro held k'moy Mayim HaRishonim, that they're one and the same. So if there's a shir revius, so that's not the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin is Kosev Abis Yosef v'Shem Shulchan Shal Arba V'Chein Hevi Bel Yurabe v'Shem HaKol Boy the Mayim HaChronim ain't Trichan Shir, stating that the Hanhogas HaGro, the minig of the Vilna Goyin, was to use a revius. Just one final halacha we saw at the end of the daf where the Gemara talked about, if you're feeding somebody, do you have to wash your hands? So the Gemara said that you don't have to wash your hands. I think the Gemara, there was a story, or there's a halacha, there Rabbi Gamliel Paskin, that a woman who's feeding her child on Yom Kippur should wash at least one hand before she feeds her child. So the Gemara said it has nothing to do with washing your hands. It has nothing to do with the Srach Truma, with the halachas of the Tilos Yedayim. But that's related more to a Ruach Ra that's shoylet on a person's hands when he wakes up in the morning. It's the Ruach Ra called Shifta. So it's really based on the Ruach Ra. So it's a very important Toisvus. This Toisvus is also Masechtas Yuma, but it's just Kedai to acknowledge the Toisvus. It's also in Yuma Ayin Zayin Mabez, where Toisvus says the last four lines of the second Toisvus on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Umasha Einonu Nazarin Achshav Mizeh. People are not careful today when it comes to not feeding a child without washing their hands. Lefishein Oisa Ruach Ra Metzuya Beineinu. Because we don't have today the Ruach Ra called Shifta. Kimoi, we know Melech Sadoimus, we don't have Saladi Zalachas, not okay. We don't have this Ruach Ra called Shifta. Kimoi She'einonu Nazarin. And then Toisvus throws in, just like we're not Nizit today, Allah Zugois. So what's Zugos? Zugos is something that the Gemara discusses in Perek Arvi Psochem, that once upon a time it was considered dangerous to do things in pairs. So you don't want to have two glasses of wine, you'd have three glasses, right? The Gemara asks, Akasha, how could you have Dal Koisis below Pesach? What happened to Zugos? The Gemara says, it's Lal Shimur and Amazikin, so you don't have to worry about it. But really, you don't want to do anything in pairs. There was a concept called Zugos. So you have a Toisvus over here, it's in two places in Shas, where Toisvus says that you don't have to worry about Zugos Bizman Azeh, because Zugos, that the Mazik, that's affiliated with Zugos, it's Lashchiach. And then he throws in Mayim Megulim. All the sugis of Mashkim Megulim that came up in Avodah Zarah and Echulim, this comes up over and over and over again. Chamiras Akanta Meisura, right? The sugis of Megulim are considered Mohammed. There's no bittul when it comes to Megulim. You have bittul in a Taruvus when it comes to ordinary Issa Hatta, because Megulim is Mohammed. When it comes to Megulim, incidentally, even the Poiskim that hold, we always speak out the Taz in the beginning of Kuf Tazayin, whether there's bittul Bashishim when it comes to Adavash Al Sakana, even the Poiskim that hold that there's bittul, but it's mefurish in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mefurish that when it comes to Megulim, it's more chamer. So Megulim is more chamer than regular sakana. There the halacha is, you can have this massive barrel, if it was left open overnight, and there's a chash that a nachash might have been matal a little bit of eris, even though the amount of eris that he would have deposited into this is so bottle, it doesn't matter. Bittul does not work,
even if you hold it works for sakana, but not for megulim. That's mefurish in the Taz in the beginning of Simon Kuf Tezai. But regardless, it's not noyik b'zmanazah says Tosfos, because today we don't have shifta, today we don't have zugais, today we don't have giloy. Now, of course, the Vilna Gaon was very makbid, because Chechuva brings in the beginning of Tezai. The Vilna Gaon was very makbid when it came to mashkim megulim, even b'zmanazah. The stories with the Vilna Gaon. The question is, was he also makbid on zugais? Was he also makbid on shifta? Right? Because why was the guy makbid on? Why was he makbid on megulim? So, Pashup Shad is because the guy used to say that in everything that the Chachamim said is Aser, there's the Tama Nigla and there's the Tama Nister. So even if it's bottled the Tama Nigla, Achshav She'en Nechashim Mitzuyim Beinenu, so even though the Tama Nigla is bottled, but the Tama Nister may be prevalent. So based on that, and what should be the difference between Megulim or Zugais or Shifta, right? People shtel to the Vilna Gaon and even to the like areas of Chalav Stam, different Machalos Asuris, even though maybe the Tam is Batal. I mean, Ramesha held that you have Re'iyah, but without all the lumdus of Chalav Stam. But the point is you're going to say, Batla HaTam. You have this Vilna Gaon. Right, we have this Vilna Gaon who said that even if it's Batla HaTam, that's the Tam Nikla that's Batal. What about the Tam Nistar? So here you have a Toysus that throws Zugais and Megulim and Shifta altogether. So if someone's Makbid on the Gra as it relates to Megulim, does he also have to be Makbid on Zugais? Something to think about. Either way, the Gemara tomorrow is going to return to the primary Sugis in Perakal HaBasar, and that is the Halachos of Basar HaCholav.